Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, episode number 43 of the Startup Addict. Welcome back.
It's been a long week since the last episode.
A lot of stuff has happened.
We just got back from Mexico again.
Yeah, so pardon the slow pauses and deep thinking in between.
Highlight of the trip to me was, I think, was Dennis carrying a piping hot double espresso into a bathroom, falling over the step into the bathroom and
going right into the
causing
eyeballs.
Such a ruckus that the person working went in there to check on him. And Dennis had a face full of
hot espresso.
Piping hot coffee.
Yeah, it was. I never had coffee thrown in my face, especially thrown by
She
myself.
Just came out laughing. She's like, should I check on him? I'm like, I don't know what just happened. Sounded like someone threw a basketball into a storage shed.
What a good time. That was a fun trip.
Getting a little old for this, but
it was still fun. We brought back some souvenirs. Brought back red chicken legs from...
Yep, Dennis got burned.
Yep.
Dennis learned that you cannot, even if it's overcast, you can't just sit outside on a lounger all day with no sunscreen.
Yeah, I never believed it, but now I do. So my legs are
pretty scarlet.
Purple.
Yeah.
They're so red, they're purple.
Yeah, it looks pretty painful.
And then what else did we do? The, I guess ate tacos and had margaritas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was good. Brian showed up.
Yep. The whale, the legend, Banana himself was in rare form.
It was excellent.
So happy to be back, ready to jump back into everything.
Yes. So I think since we've been gone, we've gone to Oklahoma to check out the new location for XXX.
Yep. That was fun. I think, was that before or after the last episode?
I think that was
after. So I was right across from the university, Norman, Oklahoma. Stone's throw from the football stadium.
Yes, very cold and...
Yeah, it was in the 20s when we were out there. I think it's warmed up a bit now. So that one, we're meeting with contractors. We've kind of figured out what we need to do. Mm-hmm. We've got someone, Tim's got people working on an interior branding package. So that'll be cool.
Oh, cool.
The location in Burlingame is up and running. Still no marketing yet. No sign. We've got this mystery sign.
Did you guys order one? Or
Jim ordered one. Jim, if you're listening, you've still managed to find the one sign company in the world that cannot give you an estimate of when the sign is coming. But we have a sign coming one day from a company that apparently will not tell us when.
Hmm.
But it sounds like we're getting closer just by default. We couldn't be getting farther away
by
from
the
it.
Sun and the moon.
Yeah. So that's good. So we worked out the kinks, added a couple things to the menu, going to add a couple more things this week. Got feedback, made a few tweaks to the recipe.
What have you learned so far with some of the feedback and the response so far?
Well, it's a little similar to Nacheria in that, especially now in this delivery world, and especially as this is a takeout place where you basically grab it and either go back to your office or your house or get it delivered, a lot more issues as far as making sure everything's hot by the time it arrives. We've learned about, you know, it seems intuitive, but like it's actually not, you know, across a series of cooks, like putting the exact same amount of sauces and toppings.
Trying to keep it consistent.
Yeah. Trying to like cook everything to order, but still be ready for and time it where you might throw some extra, prepare some extra food in time for a rush, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's always... You know, always fun, and there's very small, very minimal amount of room in there. We've learned that you can only order at the kiosk. There's no register, so we've learned different people have different issues with a kiosk touchscreen ordering system.
So you constantly have to be revamping the kiosk to make it even more.
Yeah, like there's some things where it's like I'll be like, I can't find this, and then someone else will be like, oh, no, that's right there, but I can't find this other thing, and I'll be like, what do you mean you can't find the other thing? It's right there. So it's just everyone's eyes go different places, and everyone's, you know, different people have different ideas of like how prominently something's displayed, mm-hmm. right? So I might be like, I can't find the add to cart, and someone else like, it's huge right there. So it's been kind of fun. There's still the psychological part of someone walking up and saying, wait, how do I pay? It's like, oh, it's at the kiosk, credit card only, and then being like, I only have cash. And it makes you want to kind of make a knee-jerk reaction to adding a register, but then you're thinking, no, this is the way we want to test it. This is the, this will be a good way. We still don't have all the branding up. Still trying to figure out exactly what the slogans are. So I've been testing different slogans and testing different logos or variations of the logo. Yeah, so lots of little things. Then there's the whole psychological thing of knowing you're just open to test and you're not going to start really promoting it, but then trying to make the staff realize that, so they don't feel like, oh, it's not busy enough, or
yeah, especially now with Oklahoma coming up.
Yeah,
so that all that
like
stuff.
We have to get it right. It's the same in Vegas. So Nacheria opened in Vegas, same thing, soft opening. We don't have our liquor license yet. That should be, hopefully we should get the final step in that approved in the next week or two. But it's kind of the same thing, like dealing with, okay, making sure that the consistency every day with every shift with every cook is the same as it is in Burlingame, right? And some things, oh, we can't get this exact cut of meat in Vegas, so we have to have a slightly different one, and then now we have to do more prep work to get it to the same place, or we have slightly different tortillas, or sometimes the opposite, where they'll find a more efficient way to do something, and then we gotta figure out if we can do that back here. Another thing they have there is the cheese sauce. In the space, there's a lot of fans, like automatic fans, and so it's always a challenge of getting with a cheese sauce approach to nachos. You want to make sure it gets out hot, right? And then so if you have a space that's full of fans, it is extra fast at cooling it down.
Yeah.
So just those little things. So I've been sending people back and forth to try to make sure there's consistency between the two places. We do have a sign there, but we haven't started any marketing.
No. And grand opening is?
Grand opening was this week, but we pushed it to next week just because we're still waiting on the liquor license, mm-hmm. and still working out some of the kinks in.
Yeah, and apparently liquor license was tough, right?
Liquor license was crazy. Yeah, it was pretty pretty invasive. I guess they were worried that we were in the mob. But yeah, I mean, it's a longer process. We probably underestimated that. So yeah, and then
we're looking at Nacheria number two.
Yeah. So that one we got excited. We thought, we got this open, let's get another one. And so we started looking for another one, and we were almost about to jump into one of those. And then it was like, hold on. Part of this whole new process we're trying to put in place is have steps and have a structure where we don't do things just because we think something is going to be fine. We wait until we've proven it. So we need to get more. We need to prove that we get farther along and prove that the concept works in Vegas before we add a second one. Right? We're confident it will, but what's the point of adding a second one before we've worked out all the kinks? Or why create our own rush to expand and potentially create all this pressure or not have enough time to figure everything out perfectly and then end up having two locations that you're slowly changing instead of just get one dialed and then
copy that one. Copy and paste.
Yeah. So try and do that. Dozen.
Yes.
Did a lot of work. You got the
finally, I think today
pretty much set up.
I think today was a good day. I think I'm pretty much can put it on ice for a little bit. There's little stuff here and there, but for the most part, I think everything's ready to go.
Yeah, so that space looks great. And that space was actually smaller than the warehouse space. So we were worried, would everything translate over there? Would we be able to fit everything? Even going back and just looking at the pictures on Instagram of like we got the raw space to starting to change it. It doesn't look like the same. It looks much bigger now that it's finished.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So that one we will just keep testing a little bit. We're waiting on, got some cool stuff we saw earlier got an agency working on a lot of the branding and imagery and ad stuff. So I think that one will probably just take our time, keep hiring the staff, keep refining the actual workouts, make sure we got all that dialed. Mm-hmm. And then along with that, then all the, you know, branding, ad campaign, all that stuff should be ready. So probably mid-April, start pushing that and actually promoting it. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's the same. It's like this rush. Like, you, like it's done. You're so excited. You want to just open. And then it's like, wait, why would we right now, when we don't have every single thing off the checklist, why would we try to open? Like, you know, like, why don't we just relax, you know, take some time. We did a test run with a full class. It fits in there, but there's little things we learned as far as some exercises that aren't as, don't work as well in that space they did in the other space, or little things. So why don't we just sit here and lock in all the workouts, program it out farther ahead, keep interviewing, keep training people, mm-hmm. and then wait for the new imagery and everything to be done, and then just have a nice clean start. So
the process with the agency, are they just pretty much just laying out the whole
There's different steps. So then Tim's been ahead in that. So he's got someone working on just defining what the brand is, right? And what is the, like, what are the slogans and what's the brand persona and all those things. And then he's got someone else taking that and trying to come up with static imagery, and then try to come up with animations and videos and different things so there's more to it than just it's a logo, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the essence of, well, what makes this workout different, and what kind of person might be interested in this workout, and how do we tweak the message for each of those people that might be interested, or, you know, I don't explain it very well because I don't know how to do it. I just like looking at it. But, yeah, so it's really exciting. Like, that one, I'm really excited. I think all these extra steps and taking the time to really define what it is, I think will definitely pay off. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a much better experience for people walking in, and they'll feel like, wow, okay, this has been thought out. This is put together. And we're biased, but I think it's a great workout. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that one, and again, same thing. You're trying to rush into, like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. But, like, just get one, work out all the kinks, get it running perfectly. It'll be much easier then to open 2, 3, 4, 5 than it would be to rush into a second location and be distracted between the two. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely needed some workouts after Mexico. I was the only one that worked out when I was there, just because I couldn't function without working out. But
yeah, I mean, tell me about it. I tried to work out this morning, but it was just the nausea.
When did it end? When the feet hit the floor on the way out of the bed?
Yeah, like, as soon as I got up and opened my eyes, I was like, nope, not today.
That was how you tried?
Yeah, that's how I tried.
Did trying to work out consist of anything else?
I did set the alarm to wake up early, and I shut it off, and then nice. It was done. So. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to try one tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll test it out. And then what else we got going on? Oh, then we've almost submitted. I think we're still working on the CUP application for the space next to base camp in Burlingame. Spoke to a high school class today.
Yes.
Sarah High School.
How was that? Make you miss high school?
It's weird. It made high school seem not that long ago, but also really long time ago at the same time.
So, how did they contact you?
Through LinkedIn. It was Matt Olson. Let me see. Hold on. What am I looking up? Yeah. Matthew Olson reached out, said, hey, I'm in business club, this high school. I wanted to see if you could come talk. And I was like, I like that. That's my kind of guy. Business club in high school. That's what I was telling them. Everyone's so young nowadays, and they're so far ahead as far as, like, what they're interested in and working on these things.
What type of questions did they ask you?
Well, they didn't tell me what we wanted to talk about, so I went there without a plan and just rambled.
Oh.
So mostly I rambled. At the end, they asked some questions. I mean, they were interested on, like, you know, early days of Zappos and more, like, why, what makes you keep going when things aren't going well, and why do you keep doing new things? And mm-hmm. I just told him, it's more painful not to do it than it would be to fail, right? Like, it's like it creates anxiety thinking about, like, not trying to do something. And I just tried to convey that, like, they have a lot of time ahead of themselves, and they just got to be curious and try things. Don't be afraid to throw things out there.
Yeah.
Just keep, you know, looking around, seeing, like, where's opportunity. Every idea you have doesn't have to be the one you work on. You can have ideas that you jot down and come back to a month later, 5 years later, 10 years later, right? And you can just keep, or maybe you work on an idea and it doesn't work out, but you still learn something more for the next idea. They have a lot of pressure on them nowadays with like social media and all that. And try to tell them, you know, there's not much good. Fronting on social media will only like create, you're basically creating more pressure for yourself. It'd be like opening a location and then signing it, trying to open another one the next day when you haven't even worked out the first one yet. Like if you worry about like giving the impression like what you're working on is going to be huge, or what you're working on is already working, or you've already got it all figured out, you're just basically setting yourself up to feel like you're not living up to these expectations. But you created all those expectations. If you just sit there and, you know, just don't front, just like, I'm working on it. Oh, I got an idea. I'm going to try my best. See what happens. Who knows what's going to happen?
You're referring to like when people just say how great things are going, or what do you mean by fronting?
I think there's a lot of people that are like, I'm working on this huge idea. I'm working on this thing that's really big. They start dividing up the money they're going to make in the future in their head.
They start spending the money they made in the future.
You know, they start acting almost like entitled. Like, I've thought of this idea. I think it's going to be huge. So now I'm entitled to the success. I just feel like it's, whether it's on social media or in their own brain, they're like, they're just making it harder on themselves, because they're going to feel like they either threw this out there to the world, and now not all people, but some people then will become paralyzed by like, oh my God, this isn't working, but I don't know what to do. I told everyone I'm doing so well and I was kicking ass in this thing, and now they're all going to think I'm suck. So I was just, you know, I don't know if I did a good job of it, but I was just trying to, you know, don't put additional pressure on yourself. Yeah. So if you're just like, look at it as like, I'm just exploring an idea, see what happens.
That sounds like I should get Crooks and Goon back together.
You should get Crooks and Goons. Party with Dennis, maybe not.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I might not make it
off this weekend. So yeah, I was trying to tell him that. You know, one kid asked me, he said, what do you think about college? I'm in the process of applying to colleges, and people are telling me that, if you know, it's kind of like, if you don't go to an Ivy League school, no one will hire you. Is that true? I'm like, what are you talking about? Most people don't even go to the majority of the world does not go to Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
And I don't even think, I mean, well, anyone, you might not, you guys might not even want to go to college in like 10 years from now, right? It might just be that's not how the world works anymore. So it makes you forget, you know. I don't know, maybe his parents or his friends are telling him like, oh, you got to get into Harvard, or you got to get into this. And it was like,
who's the one that was saying that kid was asking other kids where their dads went to school?
Oh yeah, yeah. Brian was telling us that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, you're sizing up dads. Who's smarter? Yeah. Who's dad smarter?
And it's a weird thing, right? Because that comes from someone. So some parent has somehow put in this kid's head that what school you go to is, I mean, I guess it's a big, you should look at it, I think, as like, if you had this goal of a school you wanted to get into and you get in, that's like a big accomplishment, you know, congratulations. But like, you know, it's like, I think nowadays with, you can teach yourself anything, you can learn anything online. A lot of it's just about, just find something you're interested in, right? So if it's like, if you're really interested in going to Harvard, then you're probably going to put all this work into going to Harvard. But if you're not really interested in going to Harvard, you're not interested in whatever it is you major in at Harvard, I don't even know what, you know, then you're going to, but you still want to go there because you feel like other people want you to go there. It's just going to be a weird disconnect. I think if young people, they just try a bunch of things so they can figure out what they're interested in and understand that what they're interested in is going to change every year, every day, every month.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I don't even remember what I was interested in. Well, I know what I was interested in high school. None of it was academic.
Tell me about it.
So like,
That kind of actually relates to that whole news thing with the parents paying off all these Ivy League schools.
Crazy. What the fuck?
That's crazy. I don't know. It just seems like you're throwing away money if the kid's not even qualified for it, or.
Well, what's weird is it's like, it's not even, it didn't even seem like it was, like, it would make more sense to me if it was someone from who had struggled, and then they were like, you know what, I want to get my kid into Harvard so it could just change his life. And maybe they're like, you know, they at some disadvantage where they just couldn't, like, they didn't have the resources to get them the right education earlier, or, you know, couldn't afford some weird something, right? Where they're just like, man, we kind of got fucked in the beginning, so I'm going to pay this to make up for it, because if circumstances were the same, they would have got in. Mm-hmm. They would have learned what they needed to learn. They would have progressed this way. But it seemed like it was just a bunch of fucking rich people that were like, I need my kids to go to this school because then they can stay in the rich people club. And it was just like, what? Like,
yeah,
it was a weird thing, which perpetuates the myth of like, there's more value. And there are probably a bunch of people that go to, I'm just saying Harvard because it's like the stereotypical school, a bunch of people that go to Harvard that went there for a reason, and it creates a bunch of opportunities, and they go in that. And there's also probably a bunch of people go to Harvard that end up not doing anything, and yeah, different than they would have done if they went to no college.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, I don't have any really judgment on which college is better or worse. It was more just frustrating, you know, to see this kid who's like so young. They're like little, they're still so young.
Yeah.
It's that weird age where you start to feel old because you're going to college. And so at the time it feels like you're getting old, but like then you're our age looking at a kid who's about to go to college. It's like, dude, it's like you're in diapers, you know?
Yeah.
But they're already feeling like, oh, if I don't get into the right college, I'll never be able to get a job in my life. It's like,
yeah,
not all of them, but some of them, you know?
Yeah. What did you study? I forgot.
Film studies.
I did music.
So. I was just
same
like,
boat.
What would be a fun major?
Yeah.
But I also think it's easier. Not everyone has the same. People deal with stress and different things differently, right? So, for me, I'll have my fits and I'll get super stressed, and I'll get all down. But then it doesn't last long. It's just like, I'll be fine. Everything will figure it out.
Yeah.
So maybe I was lucky, like the way I was raised and all that contributed to that, or just naturally, like some people just think more optimistically than others. And now they have all this fucked up stuff with the internet, and what is this thing? I was reading about these things today where they're putting these messages in YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
And kids are like,
who's telling? Yeah, a buddy of mine was telling
me. Hurt themselves and stuff. And it's like, what the hell? So there's a lot of pressure. I would say there's a lot of pressure now on young kids. But there probably always was pressure. So that was my only message, was like, you don't have to have anything figured out. When I went to Santa Barbara last year, and I had to give a speech.
Do you like giving speeches? Seems like you do a lot of them.
I don't mind it, actually. But this one at Santa Barbara, I got some award. And so I had to give a speech. And it was partially an award, and it was partially, I think, here's an award, now will you donate to the school? which I think backfired. But then so I was like, well, what do I do? You know, I went there and I had a great time, but none of it was really school related. And I'm glad that I went there, but I don't feel super connected. I haven't gone back a bunch of times. I don't feel like, you know, I was kind of like, I don't know what I got out of Santa Barbara. But then I realized what I got out of Santa Barbara was time to just think and figure out what it was, you know, like I went there without a plan, and college kind of made it okay not to have a plan, because it was something to do, and it kept you learning and progressing. So for me, that's what college was just a time to learn that it's okay to not have a plan.
Yeah.
Which then maybe made it less scary after college, not have a plan, right? Because you're already used to not having a plan. But if I would have got out of high school, and I wasn't fortunate enough, I was fortunate, my parents paid for my college, right? I had to have a job for spending money, but they paid for my housing and my college and all that. So
it was also cheaper back then too.
Yeah. But if I wasn't able, if I didn't have that, then I would have been forced to have a plan right out of high school, right? So I don't know. We probably should have had a better plan in Mexico than the one we had.
That was a terrible plan. That's still fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to, five guys going to bars and eating tacos. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. 2 days probably would have been plenty, but 3 days was fine.
Yeah, 3 days, yeah. Regret.
So now we're back. Ready to keep moving.
Yes.
Keep expanding.
Then, let's see. What else we got? Drift? Is there anything going on with Drift?
Drift is still in the application planning process. Trying to get approved for the plans. Trying to figure out refine the concept. Speed Quarters, I believe pretty soon you start work on the arena.
Yes. Hopefully, I'm hoping next week I can. That one won't be too bad. I think that should. I'd be able to knock that out.
So you think by the end of next week you can knock it out?
Actually, depends on what gear I need.
All right. You heard it here first. So April, mid-April will be the first Speed Quarters event. And yes, I know we've said February, March, January. It's just like this moving timeline on the podcast. What else? We've been doing a little thought on how can we help, especially with the restaurants, find people that are hardworking, positive attitude, and help. Maybe we need to spend a little more time training them and like preparing them for bigger roles and showing them a career path and showing them all that's possible. I think a lot of people in the restaurant industry get stuck with just, it's kind of a dead end, and where's the career path and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So we talked last week about really trying to put something in place there where we can find people and show them a clear path to how they can advance and how they can eventually have their own restaurants and do all that stuff. So that's exciting. Talked about how can we free up more time to, well, I guess along the same line, right? Like spend a little more time thinking about what people are interested in and what they want to, what will make them happy, and why would they want to stay here for a long time? Why would they, you know, how can they get out of life and working what they want to get out of life and working instead of just fucking working?
Yeah.
And don't complain type thing. You know, yeah. Want to understanding that everyone's different. Everyone, and they're not only they're different, but at different times they're going to have different things they're focused on. They might want to work 24 hours a day, and then they might just get a boyfriend or get a girlfriend, and then it changes.
Yeah.
And so, like, how can we, or they might say, you know, they might have kids or different situations and be like, hey, what was fun for me then wasn't fun now. So if I don't see how I'm going to evolve and what path I'm on, then, you know, and you realize it's hard to find people, it's hard to keep retraining people. So it's time to put a little more thought into developing people, and giving them more of a reason to want to work here than that paycheck.
Yeah.
So
how's it been finding people?
It's been actually been pretty good. I mean, Vegas was the last place we had to find people for was Vegas, and we ended up with a really good team. XXX, we were able to predominantly hire people from Nacheria. Dozen were just starting, so, but I'd still like to, it's hard to get caught up in the day-to-day stuff, but I'd still like to spend more time on like what is Faded and how does it all tie together, and mm-hmm. you know, how can we create some camaraderie among people, and how can we create some like sharing among people in similar positions at the different brands and companies, and you know, make everyone feel a little bit more of that,
like a full HR person
potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially I think given this fall, I think once Drift, once the other, you know, Nacheria in the city, and who knows what else by then, at some point we're definitely going to need to put more focus on it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's exciting.
What do you got? You got anything? Any deep thoughts? Any brilliant?
I've been fighting nausea all day. See, what deep thoughts do I have? I don't know. I'm just... today I shouldn't have been handling power tools. I know that because I had a close call with a fucking circular saw.
Close call with a circular saw.
Yeah. But now I'm excited. I'm excited for Dozen. I think now that it's, you know, there's more time and the schedule's a little bit looser than before Vegas.
Yeah.
I can actually start focusing, and I want to try and get ahead of some of these projects.
And then don't you think the stuff we saw on the call today helps tie it all together?
Yeah,
and
now
it
makes
feel
sense.
More like a,
like a,
not just a workout. Now it feels more like a brand, and
yeah,
you can see what the angle is, and
It's just amazing to me because, you know, like some of the writing that I was reading, I'm like, how do they write all this stuff? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's just witty and clever and funny. And yeah. Just, I don't know. My brain doesn't work that way.
No. And that is one of the things I'm learning, which, you know, Tim came from an agency background. And so at times it's like, dude, we're not fucking Microsoft. We don't have a fucking shitload of money to spend on every little thing. And sometimes you think, no, these contracts are too expensive. But he's done a really good job, I think, of finding the right people we need for exactly what we need them for, that are much better at coming up with these things and refining these things. Like, we can give them here's a general concept. Here's kind of the vibe we're going for. And the way they're able to flesh it out into, like, all the details has been super valuable.
Yeah. I was blown away.
And it feels like, for me, it feels like it's opened up a whole new round of possibilities. Because, like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, I always knew we weren't doing enough. We were identifying a brand too much with a logo and just, like, the minimum and not being able to explain, like, oh, it's in my head, but I can't explain it. And then he realized, hey, there's people out there that are really good at this, and that's all they do all day, is try to take what's in someone's head, understand it, and then kick out a better version of it. So I think that's pretty sweet.
How many meetings do you think that takes to get that out?
I don't know.
Try to offload your brain into somebody else's brain and have them.
I don't know. I don't have the attention span for it.
That's crazy.
I have a lot of conversations that end with, oh shit, in my head I'm like, oh shit, no one's talking now. All right, cool. Well, then people either go, all right, cool, or they look like, what the fuck, dude? I was just finished talking. You didn't say anything. You just said, okay, cool. Ken, every time Ken, when Ken's up here every week, there's always a couple conversations, especially near the end of the day, where I'll look at him and he'll be like, he's fucking, all right, I guess you weren't listening again. So,
well,
all right, we're back. I'm not even going to lie to you and say we're definitely going to be back next week. We are going to do our best.
Yes, I will give an honest try.
Oof. On a regular schedule.
Back to working out.
Last couple weeks, I'd be like, Dennis, are we doing a podcast today? And he'd be like, sure, if you don't want this done. All right, can we do one tomorrow? Sure, if you don't want that done.
I just want to get that done today.
So,
no, I'm excited. I want to also, the podcast, I think it needs to be revamped. I just need time in front of a laptop.
Yeah, we do need to spend some time on it.
Yeah.
I think we said at one point we're going to have segments, and we're going to have transitions, and we're going to have all these things.
I started downloading things and they're still sitting in the file.
Yeah. So anyone that's listening, thanks for sticking with us. We'll get better. And we'll hopefully it'll be of some use. And it's funny, you know, sometimes you think, what are we doing this for? They won't even listen. And then, you know, ran into someone the other day and they're like, hey, I listen to your podcast. I really like it. It's like, shit. We've done one in a couple weeks.
Well, just I think it's cool, just from an outsider perspective, realizing that the struggles that Faded goes through is the same like a lot of people with different businesses, you know. I didn't even know there were people that specialize that well for little things like that. It makes it,
yeah,
it doesn't make it easier to feel, yeah, like, oh, I could branch out if I could find the right people.
Yeah, the other part we've realized the last couple weeks is you want to have that balance of like empowering people but not being too reliant on people. Right, so we find ourselves in situations where we got some really good people, but what if that really good person leaves? What if that really good person wants to go do something else? Like, we don't have enough redundancy. We don't have enough people that could jump in if needed, or if something happened to someone. So that's been another learning curve the last couple of weeks, is like, huh, if this person left, no one else knows how to do this, this, and this, or this person's been doing a lot more than we thought they'd been doing, or not we thought they'd do, they've just been doing a lot, and mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes people just want to do something else. And then also, like, I would like to get to the point where, like, I would never, if someone wanted to go leave us to do their own thing, like, I actually like that, because who am I, you know, who am I to say, no, don't go do something entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it'd be cool if we could find a way to make it where there's a path, right? So understanding that, hey, if we could attract the kind of people that want to have their own thing one day, and we could, you know, work together and go through a process, and they can help us develop what we're developing, and we can help them develop to be ready to go do their own thing. And then, you know, and then there's possibilities on what that own thing is. It could be one of our own things that they take and develop an area, or it could be they're completely their own concept, but we're happy to see them go because we've, you know, enjoyed working together, and they've helped us, and we've helped them, and it feels like a good time, you know. So trying to work on all that. But the hard part is you just get so caught up in the day-to-day shit that you know, all the stuff that just need time to stop and think, a lot of times don't stop and think. And I'll listen to motivational shit and all this stuff where it's like, just work fucking extra hours and come on, think. But things that you need to think of, you can't control when you think of them. You know, if you're not in the mood to think, or if something came up that's stressing you out, or you're too tired or whatever, you just can't. I don't know. I think thinking things, it's hard to just think on command, right?
And taking the time to think of it is equally important as working on it.
Yeah, you need a certain amount of time to just think about how to get better and how to make things better and what could be improved. If you're so busy with tasks, and it's the same with, you know, if you have someone that's, you're giving a ton of tasks to, and then you can't figure out why they're not making it more efficient, it's cause they're probably because they're fucking scrambling to finish all the tasks. So how do we get better at giving people, allocating stuff so they have enough time to actually think and make it better, and they can maximize their own personal growth, but also maximize our efficiency at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then if we can all be developing more people, then it can help, you know, I don't know. I think hopefully, I think pretty soon I don't know. At some point, we're going to have to figure this out.
And that'll be the end of the podcast.
Yeah. On that note, we got to go. We got to go figure some things out.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to fucking think. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we will see you next week.
Back soon.
Yes. That too.